Okay, well, just bring our minds, let's all now in unison bring our minds to rest if they are not already. Just resting in awareness of our body, on our seat, feet on the floor in this present moment. All senses open, very grounded. Letting thoughts come and go. And in this state of relative rest, we will chant our prayer three times, our refuge in bodhicitta. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken to all the virtues such as me. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. So we'll move into our two wings of awakening meditation practice by first checking in with our posture, a little more formally bringing our minds to rest by first checking in with our posture. Straight spine, body relaxed, and you know all the other points. And we will contemplate the four reminders, the precious human existence, the freedoms and resources of our human existence, which no other realm possesses to the extent that we have them. So we need to use this opportunity and not waste it. And then impermanence, remembering that we will eventually die and something can interfere with our opportunity at any moment without warning. So we need to practice now. And as much as possible, we need to practice continuously, not losing the thread of awareness, not losing the thread of compassion. Third, remembering karma, that it's our own actions that determine our fate in this lifetime and future lifetimes. So we need to refrain from negative actions, anything that digs us further into our habitual patterns, samsara and suffering. Engage only in positive actions, actions that are helpful to others, accumulation of merit, and so forth. And especially we need to engage in actions that will lead us to liberation. Any kind of Dharma practice or activity. And then fourthly, remembering the suffering of samsara, that samsara is very deceptive. That's part of its definition. And even what seems like happiness and pleasure turns into suffering. So to wish for greater pleasures, greater comfort in samsara is just a deception, and we need to keep our eye on liberation for ourselves and for all beings. And with our practice empowered by the four thoughts, we now request the blessing of the Lama, the blessing of the Buddha, so bringing to mind visualizing above the crown of our head on a lotus and moon seat, the Lama with whom we feel most connected, our root Lama, or the Buddha if we prefer to visualize the Buddha directly. Radiating light, radiating love and compassion, radiating awakening, all the qualities that we are trying to cultivate, that we wish to embody ourselves. Requesting the blessing of the Lama, of the Buddha, that we too may embody these qualities through our practice. Receiving the blessing just by asking for it. And allowing the visualization to descend from the crown of our head into our heart center, where it remains. And now opening our senses one by one to rest in open awareness. Just with our eyes open, just noticing that we can see, that there are appearances and that we can see them without fixating on any appearance. And this is a very panoramic vision, not just straight ahead of us, but aware of everything we can see in the periphery as well. Very relaxed. And without losing sight of that, so to speak, becoming aware of sounds, whatever sounds we can hear, just letting them flow. If we can smell anything, if we can taste anything, opening those senses and letting them be open, even if there's no content at present. And opening our awareness to any tactile sensations externally, room temperature, any air movement, internally, just how we feel internally in our body. And also opening our mental sense, being aware of any thoughts that are coming and going, any emotion we might be feeling. Just letting it be as it is in our awareness. Letting our experience flow freely, not fixating on any thought or any sensation. And within this very open, relaxed, spacious awareness, we will engage in the practice of cultivating ultimate bodhicitta through the four steps from the 7 points of mind training. First, look at all experience as a dream. So just letting go of any feeling that our experience or our thoughts, opinions, perceptions, and so forth are solid in any way or fixed in any way. Just like the appearance is in a dream. And second, examine the nature of awareness, which is unborn, turning our attention to look at the mind itself, who or what is experiencing our experience as a dream. Does it have a location? Does it come from somewhere? Does it go somewhere? This perceiver. And just resting in whatever we find. And then step three, let even the remedy release naturally. That means that whatever we found and the process of looking, we let go of those as well. And step four, rest in the essence, the basis of everything. That's where we are now. Zhongong Hongchul says, this is the actual method for placing the mind in the nature of all phenomena, the natural state, which is the basis of everything, our Buddha nature. Just let go and rest. Follow no train of thought, but rest evenly in a state in which mind itself is clear and free of conceptuality. We'll rest like that briefly. And if we find ourselves being caught by any kind of conceptuality, as soon as we become aware of it, we just let it go. we become distracted as soon as we realize it. We just keep coming back again and again to resting in the essence. And now, while continuing to rest in the essence without losing track of it or coming back whenever we find we have lost track of it, within that state of mind or frame of mind, we can cultivate relative bodhicitta through the slogan, practice taking and sending alternately, synchronizing with the breath. We all know how to do taking and sending, breathing in suffering, letting it dissolve, breathing out happiness, peace, healing, and so forth. So we'll begin by checking our own mind stream. Is there anything that we need to breathe in, any negativity, any discomfort, any distress that we need to breathe in, let dissolve, and breathe out the antidote to ourselves? If there isn't, then you can go straight to all sentient beings. But if there is, we can rest with that for a few rounds, just breathing in our own suffering, breathing out our own happiness to ourselves. And now let's include everybody in our group, everybody who's present today, and anyone who's usually with us who isn't present today. Breathing in everyone's suffering, whatever it may be, everyone's discomfort. Breathing out whatever each individual needs. And now we'll include Nam Dak San Eva. Chin Zong's sister, Amy Phillips. Jinzang's father, Benjamin Friedman. Anyone else we personally know of who is having an issue, having an obstacle, is ill, injured, in distress of any kind, human, animal. Alive or deceased. Now including someone or any number of people we know casually, we may see on a daily basis and we don't think about much or don't really know. Including them. A if we're able, including someone that we're having trouble with, that we feel annoyed with, who seems to be harming us, that we have a history with. And now opening the scope of our meditation to include all sentient beings in all the six realms, every kind of suffering, sending out every kind of happiness. And now thinking that through practice, all beings are completely free from suffering, including ourselves. All beings are completely filled with happiness, completely awakened. We're all Buddha, and we'll take a moment to rejoice in that. And now letting go of all the visualization and conceptuality. Coming back to rest in open awareness, following the breath if that's helpful, or just resting in awareness. And now without letting go of resting in awareness, we can go right into chanting the 37 practices.